In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre dans façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai. Featuring green papaya and green mango salad, savory soya protein sticks, and simple tofu.
It's me again. We're going to cook some very simple things again. Yeah. Namely, we have green papaya and green mango salad. Well, we can add the red bell pepper or not. But it's nicer to have some color. Green papaya, it doesn't always look long like this. It just this one happened to be long. And the green mango is really green mango as well. Yeah, very good for us. You know, people even use papaya in cosmetic, even shampoo. Yes, supposed to be good for your hair. Now the green papaya is, you know, it's just one type, it's green. Yeah, I mean before it's ripe. And the green mango, there were two types, huh? One is darker green and very hard, crunchy and sweet. And the other one, it looked also green, but lighter green. That one is very sour. Hmm? So we don't buy that. We have soya protein sticks, very small sticks like this. Yeah. We're going to cook it with raw sesame and olive oil. And soya paste, or soya sauce. Yeah, if you don't have soya paste, that means thicker soya sauce. Yeah, if you don't have it, you just use soya sauce. And we also have one simple food, tofu. Tofu eaten raw, yeah, or microwave. Tofu can be done with a sprinkle of black pepper and soya sauce or Maggi. Yeah, very simple stuff. And easy. First, we soak the texture protein in warm water. Yeah, and let it stand there for a while. Maybe 10, 15 minutes or less. And then we prepare the green papaya. Just shell the skin away, that's it. And for the green mango, we can also shell the skin or not shell the skin. It would be also nice. Either way, with the papaya, you must shell the skin and take away the seeds inside. The seeds are still very tender, but still we take it out. So just leave the flesh. After we shell the skin away, we cut it into two parts. And inside you see the small, tender seed. You scrub it away with a spoon. Scrub it away until it's all clean inside, huh? And clean. Until it's all clean and smooth inside. Because the inside part sometimes could be bitter, you know? The cotton like. Inside, we also scrub it away. After scrub and wash clean, we use a grater, yes, to grate them into small shredded pieces. You know, meanwhile, our protein already soaked well, so we gotta wash it once. Yeah. And then we use a hand to squeeze all the water out of this texture protein and put it on the sieve. Really squeeze it well so that it's all dry, eh? Ready to cook. We always prepare the cold thing first because the hot thing should be eaten hot, yeah? So after we prepare the salad and whatever, the cold food, then we prepare the hot food. The hot food we serve immediately. Okay, so we're going to shred the papaya first. You know what to do already. We did similar thing last time with pumpkin, remember? So very simple. Wow, it's nice. It will become just shredded like this, yeah. Okay, we continue until the whole medium-sized papaya is all shredded. Use the one with the biggest hole, eh? See, there are three sizes of holes. It is the biggest one, and then it's a medium, and then this is smallest. And there's one with the slight bigger one. We don't use that. We use the size of the biggest hole. If you are still very young, yeah, you should not do this because you might slip your hands and might hurt yourself. So you let your mom do it for you. Yeah? And when you begin to think that you can do it, then please hold it very firmly. Yeah? Or use the thing that they sell to hold these kind of things, so it won't hurt you. Or you can use a food processor. Mm-hmm. Easier. Don't try to do it until the last minute. This one, it should be enough. You will leave it alone. It might hurt your hand, okay? You can use it to put in the soup, so it won't waste. After that, we slide the mango away from the seed. You have to slide it into pieces. And then we can also grate it on the grater. Be very careful when you cut these things because they are small, not easy to handle. Practice. Or let your mom do it for you. Before we grate the mango together in there, we should use like 2-3 tablespoons of salt. You sprinkle in the papaya because the papaya is green, so it might be a little bitter. Besides, if you make the salt penetrate into the shredded papaya, then the papaya will be a little bit crispy and nicer for the salad. So after you sprinkle 2-3 spoons of salt into the papaya, you use your hand to squeeze it, yes, so that the salt will penetrate well into each shred of the papaya. Squeeze it. Yeah. And some juice will come out from the papaya naturally. And then after that we rinse it with the filter water. Yeah. Here, rinse the salt away. Yeah. And use our hand to squeeze away all the water. Squeeze really, 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 really hard so all the water goes out of our papaya. All dry. Make it all dry. Now it's just slightly salty, but not much. Put it aside. Now we grate the mango pieces with the skin. Okay, the skin tastes also very nice in any case. And this mango is very sweet, so together with papaya, be very, you know, fragrant and very interesting taste. In Vietnam, sometimes they make just mango alone or just papaya alone. I invented some new mixture. Maybe you like it. Yeah, it's very simple to make. For the red pepper, we don't have to grate it, I think. We just use the knife to slice very thin. Yeah, take away the seed, eh? Sit. Yes. Yeah. And then slice very, very thin. As thin as you can. There, we can make it. Look how thin it is. Yeah. So thin and nice. See that? Yes, we can. Okay, so now we mix all this together, the one papaya, one mango, and one red bell pepper. Yeah. spread it out a bit because we were squeezing it, remember? And lump it. Mix it up. And use this also, all red. Put it in, nice color. Wow. And that nice color we have here. Yeah. See how nice color it is? Mix it very well, okay? Throw it down. So it's all mixed together. Yes. And then we just make a sauce, okay? Now, sauce, we put a pinch of salt in a bowl, yeah. And then we put some mackie on it, like a 2 tablespoons. We have some black pepper here. Wow, professional, huh? Yes. You can have some already. Do it as much as you feel like, you know, for your own taste. If not, you just make a little bit first. Taste it to see if you like it or not before you do further. And we also put like half a tablespoon of mushroom seasoning. And then we're going to put just a little water in there. Hot water so that the seasoning and the salt dissolve quicker. We can also add a little bit of brown sugar. If you have juice, like apple juice, you can add it in also. Just, you know, 1 teaspoon of sugar. See if you like it or not. If you don't like, you can put a little bit more. Yeah, and you try to dissolve it. And it's time for a while, it will dissolve by itself. And in case you like a little bit more flavorful, you can add orange juice, either fresh or from the, you know, natural orange juice bottle. Yeah, okay. We squeeze some orange juice in here, in the sauce. About quarter of the orange juice, that should be fine already. Always taste it to see if it pleases you. Because you are the one who's going to eat it. Yeah. No matter what the chef says, or the cook says, it has to please you. There. It's very good. Some people even put, you know, a hot chili in it. If you like chili, you can put some hot chili on. How about we try that? Yeah, I have some. This is a Vietnamese chili sauce. It's very famous and very typical. Outside of Vietnam, they call it sriracha. You squeeze maybe half a teaspoon into your sauce, right? And mix it again. Yeah, that's good, good. Mmm. Yeah, okay. Now we're going to, you know, stir the sauce inside our salad bowl. Yeah. Just put it all in there. Yeah. And now please don't use your hand anymore. You can use a fork and spoon to mix it, hey? Yeah. Very flavorful. You can use your hand if you want, it's just that maybe it will stay hot for a while on your skin, huh? And in case you forget and you put it near your eyes or something, and it might be too much suffering, okay? So that's why I said don't use your hand to mix anymore. It's not forbidden. It may be illegal. Wow, I like what it is. Now I'm going to transfer it onto a plate on the table, and then we make something else after this. Just want to make sure that it's good. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah. And we prepare also another very simple dish. This is a pack of tofu, like 200 grams, more or less. You cut it open, and then you squeeze out the water from the package. And just put it on a plate. Yeah. Now you can warm it up with microwave. Or you wait till last minute to warm it up. Or you can eat it cold like this. Microwave, you warm it up like 1.5 minutes, okay? Suppose you don't like to warm in the microwave, you just eat it straight like this with some black pepper, a little sesame, and a little soy sauce. Either thick soy sauce or simple soy sauce or machi. Okay. If you want to warm it, then we don't put any ingredient on yet. In my opinion, when I warm it, it tastes better. So you're going to warm it and then put something on it. Suppose you like it warm, just 1.5 minutes, and it's steaming already. You just cover it with ground pepper. Yeah, simple. And dash some macaroni or soy sauce on it. Right, just cover it. Be a little generous, don't worry. The tofu is very plain, so you can put a little bit more of the soy sauce. It depends on what you like. I have some roasted sesame here. Yeah, we can sprinkle on it. Yeah. And that will taste like heaven. That's it. Very nutritious, simple, and quick. For the tofu, you can also add the seaweed on it or not. They already roasted the seaweed. So you can buy a package and put on top of the tofu, or we can add this with rice later. We leave it there for now. And now we're going to cook our last dish. We prepare the cooker, and then we put some olive oil. Like 1-2 tablespoons is fine. We're waiting for the oil to heat up. You know how to test if the oil is heated up or not, kid? Remember? Okay, just put something in there, and if it's sizzling, then it's already heated up enough. Okay. Now, we're going to add this soy texture protein in there. Yeah. And stir it well. And let it be there for a while. You have to stir it occasionally, huh? Until they're golden. Delicious. Yeah. Just wait until it's golden. Now we add oranges. Remember the oranges we had before? We didn't use it all up. I'm gonna use that now. Squeeze the orange juice into a bowl. You can use a fork like this, simple, huh? But be gentle, otherwise the fork will pierce to the other end. Stir it up first. Okay, now we're going to add our sesame, you know, like a couple of tablespoons. Either black or white. I use the black here so it shows a little bit. Before you fry the sesame, you put it on the seed and seep out a little bit of the dirt, huh? Or you wash it. and dry it before you cook your sesame. Oh, it's golden. Very nice. Okay, now we add this orange juice. Nice flavor. Yeah. And then we add the stir-fry sauce if you have, or just a thick soya paste. You know, like a 2 tablespoon. And stir it quite well, right? This is high heat, okay? So you have to stir it constantly. Otherwise it might burn. In case if you cook it too hot, you lower the heat a little. In any case, after your cooker is on for a while, it will be quite hot. So it is advisable to turn it low a little bit. First, not to burn your food. Second, save energy. The more we save, the better for the planet and for your bank account. Even if we don't worry about money, because we have plenty, we should worry about the planet. Okay. That's very good already. You can add a little, black. Let's check it out how it tastes. Very nice. Wow. Very good already. If it tastes a little bit sweet to you, you can add a few dash of methi. And then finally, one teaspoonful of mushroom seasoning, but maybe you have something else. Like vegetable stock. Or even after you boil some vegetable, you save the broth and you can add it on, or you can add some other kind of little juice. Okay, I think it's perfect now. So we can serve this with rice. Yeah, it's very nutritious and warm for winter. A lot of protein in here, and sesame is good to keep you warm and keep all your joints, loose, so you don't feel pain in the joint. In Ayurvedic medicine, they use sesame oil to massage people when they have pain in the joint. Okay, now we can turn off the heater. Now I'm going to put this on rice. This is how we have it. You also can put a few pieces of seaweed around it for decoration, and you can of course eat it, huh? It's not illegal to eat seaweed with rice. This seaweed, they deep fry it in oil. It tastes fantastic. Alone also, yeah? Children in Formosa, they like to just eat it like that, and in Korea also. This is from Korea actually. But all the Japanese, the Taiwanese, the Vietnamese, the Korean, they all love it just the same. And seaweed is very nutritious also. You know that. Good. I'm going to invite my friend, one of the lucky friends today. See how it looks now. That's how it looks. It's delicious, beautiful.
这个是什么东西啊？啊，就是饭嘛，就是海苔，然后这个是soya蛋白跟那个芝麻，这样就吃很营养。然后这个又是什么东西呢？看起来非常好吃的样子，很营养。
是，这个就是那个木瓜芒果跟那个红椒。 它这个是豆腐跟芝麻煎蛋。
看起来非常好吃。
当然。
还有这个是什么东西？
啊，是酒。
酒？
啊，
忘记了。
没有酒精哦，忘记。这个是 Heavenly Wine。
是师傅的 recipe 做出来的。
呀，我的 recipe。你先看看嘛。OK。
哦，谢谢师傅。
先试看看，好不好？
哇。
呀。
光
闻
就会醉了，
都没酒精的 ，zero， 好啊，
好香哦，
啊 ，very good， 好，那我多加了，哦，这个还有酒，很好，
喝了一口就开始全身就热起来了，
啊，对，这个就是要这样子了，就给你热的，
嗯，
好漂亮啊，
哎呀，
而且有营养，又温暖，冬天很好。
是，
这个是 red wine，
红色的酒，
红酒。我们还有白酒跟那个，rose 酒，那个是粉红，
粉红是玫瑰，
玫瑰颜色的酒，好看啊，
好看，
漂亮，
又漂亮又，
我喜欢，我真的喜欢，给大家看一下。Heavenly Veg Wine， 0% 酒精。
呀，太好了！
啊，没有酒精，
很舒服。这个酒一闻起来的时候，它就很香，它含有很多的那个像有八角的味道啊，
是不是？还有
很多的那个香料啊，然后闻起来已经很好，喝起来更舒服。一喝的话，就全身就热了。
当然知道。我的酒嘛，怎么不好嘛？
是啊，
地流的，
它是天堂的酒。
OK， 我现在给你饭菜吃了哈。OK， 你要先吃这个，我是先吃饭，饭比较热嘛。
好，
沙拉酒等一下吃好不好？
好。
OK， 来。先去看看。
好，
一块这个。慢吃，
好香啊！
我再给你沙拉，
这个有点入味哦。
好吃啊！当然好吃。
有秘密的，
秘密的
煮法。
不会，都很公开的。
谢谢师傅。
我给你这个沙拉，非常好吃的沙拉。钱买不到的。这个可以跟那个这个豆腐吃的 ，OK？ 这个最简单的豆腐，就这样子炖。这个沙拉可以吃，好吃。完了。
好的，
还有沙拉，沙拉可以，这样子单独吃或是跟豆腐吗？
好吃，
喜欢继续吃，
非常好吃，真的很特别，非常好吃。
Good。不饿也好吃哈。
是，是真好吃。
如果饿还不得了哈。我刚刚也吃过了，吃看看。吃过了，不饿，不过也觉得蛮好吃的。不是因为我煮了，我才觉得好吃，真好吃。
真的好吃，非常好吃。
干杯，
干杯！师傅，你是不是有加个冰块？
是，这个酒嘛，可以喝冷，也可以喝热的。 我在闭关的时候嘛，然后我自己才发明到这个酒的、
嗯、
啊。我那个时候就是用那个小小的那个锅子，哎，然后我有一些水果啊、果汁啊、
嗯、
那些有做混进在一起的，
嗯、
才变成这个酒。
哦、
啊，然后他们都很喜欢，所以才我才能给大众喝的。哎呀，本来都是我哥的一个人，那好几年都一个人喝的。
嗯哼。
后来好请客嘛。
是是。
那几个人哈，大家都喜欢，说啊，师傅为什么不弄酒来给我们大家一起？所以我好，没问题，就给他们那个 recipe。嗯。
啊、
嗯。那个时候我那边蜜罐当然没冰块，没冰块，我就在炉那个。用木材烧的嘛、
嗯，
在野外那个捡木材起来烧一烧、
嗯，
啊，喝热的，因为那边冷啊，我喝热太好了。不过也可以用冰块，夏天冰块太好了，切。
谢谢师傅。
嗯，就去。嗯。哦，真的啊，真冰太好了。哇、哦，更冰更好吃了，更好喝了。
哦。
因为我刚才煮饭嘛，
是
很热，而且又那个要吃看看这些比较咸味的那些哈，
嗯嗯，
哇，现在喝这个，哎，跟冰的太好了，我在日本也是这样煮，
哦，
日本它很冷嘛，冬天的时候，所以也是吃热的，第一次吃冷的，你觉得好不好？
哦、
嗯。
我喝到现在，我喝的这样全身都热了。
因为我在闭关的时候，那个野外嘛，就有一个帐篷。
是。
啊、衣服也不多，所以比较冷，嗯、就想办法弄自己热。
所以就发明这个。
哎，才发明这个出来。嗯，我那个时候叫是天香酒了，因为有几个你们兄弟姐妹要跑过来看我，几个而已啊。
嗯哼。
因为多数都不知道我在哪里嘛，几个过来，然后我也就请客了，然后就说哇，真的很香啊，跟天堂的香味一样。
嗯哼。
然后我就叫它天香了。
嗯、好好听啊，这名字。
嗯、哇，我觉得跟冰太好喝了。啊，太好了。哎，我喜欢。你要不要冰啊？
我也要一些。
啊，你喝看看，
好，
是不是跟冰更好喝？
哇，真的哎，
不一样啊，
跟刚刚喝的不一样、哎。
是啊。
哇，真的好喝。
还有这个酒哈、啊，我们也可以多放柠檬啊。
哦。
哎，更好，哎，最好喝。嗯。可以多几滴柠檬啊，或是橘子的那些。我知道、
哦、
嗯，也可以混这样子，也不一定是这样子，那个纯的喝呢。
是。哦，师傅，你这个耳环看起来很像辣椒，是真的辣椒吗？
不是真的辣椒，就是我模仿那个真的辣椒，所以才看起来很像。
看起来很像真的辣椒一样、
啊。今天煮饭有那个红椒，我就放辣椒好玩。这是我自己设计的呢。
啊，
你看，
它非常好看。
啊，我喜欢这个。嗯。有整套呢。嗯，耳环呢也有那个领带夹啊、嗯，戒指啊，手链啊，还有那个。脖子练的，什么都练的。
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love. Simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Good People, Good Works is up next right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May you enjoy more plant-based meals which honor all life.